Mike Tyson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Mick. It's great to be here talking to you. I heard quite a lot about... Oh, one moment. Sorry, it's just one of my sparring partners.
Right. We hear that since you began training for this fight, you've disposed of 18 sparring partners.
Make that 19.
Now, how is 4 years...
sorry, Mick.
Another sparring partner?
No, just a mistake with my one shorter. I said a burrito.
Mike, what about the 4 years in prison? Are you a changed man?
Well, as you can tell, my balls still haven't dropped.
Right.
But I read over 1,000 books in prison. I'm now something of an intellectual. Hang on. Sorry, a problem with my dry cleaning.
Now, is it true your favourite book is the biography of tennis champion Arthur Ashe, yeah, and that you've had part of the book tattooed on your arm?
Yeah, that's correct, yes. And my other favourite book is Where's Wally? And consequently, I've had one of those puzzles tattooed on my ass.
Really? And where is Wally?
You don't want to know. Oh, sorry, mosquito.
Now, Mike, what about Peter McNeely's claim that on August 19 he will wrap you in a cocoon of horror?
He is the only one who will be facing horror on August 19. And when I say horror, I mean horror. H-O-W-W-O-R. Horror.
Now, you're getting a lot of support from celebrities. I hear Michael Jackson's a fan.
Yes, he is. In fact, he's right here beside me. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Great. And who's this with you?
This is my friend, B. Arthur.
Hi, guys.
Hi, B. Hi, B.
Well, Mike, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta help Don King do his hair.
Really?
Yeah, Don. Don, you got the butter knife? Yeah, just stick it in the toaster.